Glenn, how are you doing down there in the belly of the beast?
Well, we're still here, still cooking away. It's interesting. We're speaking right now. Congress has recessed for yet another week, and if you take a look at the congressional work calendar for the rest of 2014, there are a lot more days when Congress is not in session than Congress is in session. And a lot of people think, well, maybe that's a good thing because, you know, the Republic's safe when Congress is not in session. But I guess previous Congresses and other policymakers have set in motion a lot of ticking time bombs and interest clocks and things like that. So even when Congress is doing nothing, problems that are pre-existing problems just because of demographics, debt, compound interest, those sorts of things, keep getting worse and worse and worse. So Congress has gone home, and our problems keep getting worse.
Well, I think that is very relevant because largely what I had written about is that how did Rome actually collapse, and was the unfunded pensions. But what people don't quite realize, why did we end up with so many emperors during this third century? And it's actually why even Christianity took off, because everything got so bad and they kept praying to their gods and nothing was happening. So they said, oh, Christians said, you're praying to the wrong one. That's your problem. Oh, okay. You know, and so that's when Christianity actually took off. But what was happening was that they couldn't fund all these things. So, you know, you had these troops that were raising their particular commander to emperor, and anybody disagreed, they'd just go sack their city and say, okay, fine, that's how we get paid. So it's kind of like New York invading Chicago or Philadelphia or whatever, and we're starting to see that, like with the teacher unions and saying in Chicago, well, let's just go get all the money from the exchange. Like, people are going to continue to trade there. They wouldn't leave. We're seeing the same thing with hospital workers in New York. I mean, go make, you know, Wall Street pay for, you know, the hospital, you know, nurses. I mean, everybody wants somebody else to pay for them. And it seems like we're getting that way. Even there, I think, with this, like, VA scandal, it's quite interesting, but it's part of the same problem. You fund, you know, all these wars, but then you don't take care of the people that you send over there to do it.
Well, you know, the economist Joseph Stiglitz wrote a book a few years ago, and he was just talking about the Iraq War, and I think he was titled The $3 Trillion War. So right now, even the somewhat phony accounting that's used by government has a little over $1 trillion has spent between Iraq and Iran and those two adventures. and there are other costs that have already been borne, but they're just, you know, in terms of worn out equipment, a lot of other things. But the Stiglitz point was exactly your point, which is that there's a stream of costs that have to be paid well after these wars have ended, not most importantly being to take care of veterans and trying to honor the promises, and a lot of promises have been made.
Well, that was the bonus army in 1932 from the veterans from the First World War that weren't paid, and then they sent tanks out to basically kill women and children effectively.
Well, it's interesting. Let's talk just a little bit about this current Veterans Administration scandal here in the United States, and then maybe get you to compare and contrast it to that bonus army situation. The Veterans Administration in the U.S., you know, operates a hospital system where certain veterans, a lot of them, qualify for some level of health care delivery. And what the scandal, there are multiple levels to the scandal, but at its core, it's that it turns out for a long time that Veterans Administration had been maintaining two different sets of books, relatively speaking, about dealing with how many people are waiting for care. And there's one, the public one, that for years has shown that there's not that bad of a backlog but the real set of books, which is being uncovered now, indicates that it's more like the old Soviet Union. You've been promised free health care, get in line and hope you don't die before your turn ever comes up. So there's much talk about doing something about it, and what that something will be will, of course, involve more money. But even if you get rid of every shiftless bureaucrat, every corrupt person, every lying person, and you make the system perfectly efficient, more has been promised than can possibly be delivered at anything resembling the funding levels that are currently allocated towards this. And you can multiply that across governments, because there are all sorts of other allegedly sacred commitments that have been made to retirees, to federal pensioners, to honor the pension benefit guarantee corporation, honor failed insured private pension plans. All of those commitments just simply will not be honored. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and we're going to have a 21st century version of a bonus army. But what will that look like? And will it be a real army like that? And where will they really march? Or will it be some cyber march? Put your crystal ball out and forecast.
Well, people will, I think, really start to, we'll see it here in the States, really start to rise up. Only when they start really, they're not getting what they're supposed to. And this veterans issue, I think, is just like the tip of the iceberg just starting. But if, like you said, essentially it is the Social Security system, it's all the pension systems, it's the unions and the private and state levels of government, it's the whole nine yards. And whoever designed this idea, I think the biggest problem has been that government's been in charge of prosecution. And if you go back to Roman times, what was interesting there, the corruption in the Republic got so bad, they appointed a tribune. And what was the tribune of the people? He was above everybody else in government and could prosecute anybody in government. We don't have that. We have the Office of the Inspector General, which is supposed to be that structure, but it's under the Department of Justice, and all they can do is put out a report. They can't bring charges against somebody. So consequently, politicians can promise whatever they want and do not need the money or any kind of backing to really do it. Just vote for me and don't worry about it. And so this is why we're collapsing, because there hasn't been any restraint. And people think, the gold standard, whatever. None of that stuff is going to matter. Monetary standards, whatever. We have a very corrupt type of system. And it's not just the United States. It's also in Europe, where these people just promise whatever they want. And I think that's the real problem, that it's off the charts. There's no way that they can honor all these obligations.